The Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group has intensified violence in the eastern DRC in a move to capture Goma, the capital of North Kivu. The United Nations Security Council conducted an emergency meeting on Sunday to help end the conflict that has seen thousands of Congolese fleeing the region in less than 48 hours. Dorothy Shea is the interim U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
We condemn in the strongest terms Rwanda's and M23's hostilities on Goma and attacks on Sake. We urgently call for a ceasefire and an end to this fighting, which has endangered civilians and further displaced tens of thousands more.
13 soldiers, including 9 from the South Africa, have been killed during the armed conflict in the eastern DRC as the DRC Army, regional forces and UN peacekeeping mission pushed back the M23 from capturing the North Kivu capital of Goma. Bintou Keita is the special representative of the UN Secretary General in the DRC. She is calling for urgent action by the Security Council to prevent loss of lives.
So far, MONUSCO has lost 3 peacekeepers trying to protect Sake and Goma from the M23's advance. Roads are blocked and the airport can no longer be used for evacuation or humanitarian efforts. I call on this council to act now to secure the civilian population, humanitarian aid workers, and all United Nations personnel.
During the UN Security Council meeting, the U.S. government, the United Nations, among other participants, condemned the killing of the peacekeepers and accused Rwanda of jamming the GPS that has put the lives of peacekeepers and civilians in danger. However, Rwanda's permanent representative to the United Nations, Ernest Ramucho, accused the peacekeeping mission of providing the support to the FDLR rebels accused by Rwanda of committing the 1994 genocide.
By going beyond its mandate of peacekeeping and protecting civilians, MONUSCO has now joined a broader coalition with a clearly stated goal, which is to enact regime change in Rwanda, which is another UN member state.
The DRC government during the Security Council meeting said that the international community has failed civilians who have been killed and displaced by Rwanda and the M23 rebels. Therese Kayikwamba Wagner, who is the State Minister for Foreign Affairs of the DRC, called for Rwanda to be sanctioned.
And we will always remind the international community of its responsibility, in particular the United Nations Security Council. We will never, ever tire of reminding it of that, reminding it of its responsibility, but also its failure to act when it is the case. And for the past 3 years, the Security Council has failed the Congolese people. It has not acted, it has not held the people accountable who are directly linked to the chain of commands linking the RDF and the M23, chain of commands that lead all the way back to Kigali.
The UN Security Council is calling for the peaceful resolution of the violence through the Angola-led peace process, which Rwanda says has failed to address the root cause of the conflict. The East African Community heads of state are expected to meet in less than 48 hours to discuss on the DRC-Rwanda crisis. Moses Aviarimana for Voice of America.